ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु। टेक्स्ट 32। नैषां मतिस्तावद् उरुक्रमाङ्ग्रिम् स्पृशति अनर्थापागमो यद् महीयसाम्पाद्रजोऽभिषेकम् निष्किञ्चनानां न वृणित यावत्। ट्रांसलेशन। अनलेस दे स्मियर अपॉन देयर बॉडीज द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ अ वैष्णवा कंप्लीटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम मटेरियल कंटेमिनेशन, पर्सन वेरी मच इंक्लाइंड टुअर मटेरियलिस्टिक लाइफ कैन नॉट बी अटैच टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way, can one be freed from material contamination. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Becoming Krishna conscious brings about anartha apagama, the disappearance of all anarthas, the miserable conditions we have unnecessarily accepted. The material body is the basic principle of this unwanted miserable conditions. The entire Vedic civilization is meant to relieve one from this unwanted miseries. But persons bound by the laws of nature do not know the destination of life. As described in the previous verse, Ishatantrayam Urudamni Baddha. They are conditioned by the three strong modes of material nature. The education that keeps the conditioned soul bound life after life is called materialistic education. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that materialistic education expands the influence of Maya. Such an education induces the conditioned soul to be increasingly attracted to materialistic life and to stray further and further away from liberation from unwanted miseries. One may ask, why highly educated persons do not take to Krishna consciousness? The reason is explained in this verse. Unless one takes shelter of a bona fide, fully Krishna conscious spiritual master, there is no chance of understanding Krishna. The educators, scholars and big political leaders, worshipped by millions of people, cannot understand the goal of life and take to Krishna consciousness. For they have not accepted a bona fide spiritual master and the Vedas. Therefore, in the Mundaka Upanishad, it is said, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyona Medhayana Bahuna Shrutena. One cannot become self-realized simply by having an academic education, by presenting lectures in an erudite way, Pravachanena Labhya, or by being an intelligent scientist who discovers many wonderful things. One cannot understand Krishna unless one is graced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only one who has surrendered to a pure devotee of Krishna and taken the dust of his lotus feet can understand Krishna. First, one must understand how to get out of the clutches of Maya. The only means is to become Krishna conscious. And to become Krishna conscious very easily, one must take shelter of a realized soul, a Mahat or Mahatma, whose only interest is to engage in service of the Supreme Lord. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.30, Mahatmanas tu mam partha, devim prakritim ashrita, bhajanti ananya manaso, kyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Therefore, to end the unwanted miseries of life, one must become a devotee. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarver gunas tatra samasya sura. One who has got unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. Bhagavad Gita 5.18.12. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasyaite kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Shweta Shvatara Upanishad 6.23. Yam evesha vrinitu tena labhyas tasyesh atma vivrunute tanum swam. The Lord is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3. These are Vedic injunctions. One must take shelter of a self-realized spiritual master, not a materially educated scholar or politician. One must take shelter of a Niskinchana, a person engaged in devotional service and free from material contamination. That is a way to return home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Not so qualified to speak on this. So here it is one of the shloka that goes, and in the Parpachila Prabhupada mentions initially about miseries, how in this material world a person is miserable. And in this second part of this purport, Srila Prabhupada says about how this material education is not so beneficial. And last part of this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that how we can take shelter of a pure devotee and render devotional service, and then we can achieve the kingdom of God. So wonderfully Srila Prabhupada is narrating this purport. As we all know, in this material world is a place of misery. So many miseries inflicted on jivas due to possessing this body, and due to that reason he is inflicted so many miseries life after life, and he doesn't have any solution to it. People are just suffering in this material world, samsara davanala, and there is no remedy. Nobody knows the remedy, so only alternative is that just continue in this place of darkness. One time Srila Prabhupada mentions to one of his disciples that you have given infinite lifetimes to material energy. Why can't you give one lifetime to lifetime me, and you'll be eternally be happy? So far you have given so many lifetimes to material energy, and there is no happiness. Just give me one life, and that's all. You will achieve the eternal happiness. So it's a good deal that just one lifetime we give to a pure devotee and follow his instruction, and we find that we can attain to the kingdom of God. In this miserable life, people are suffering in various ways. Prabhupada mentions many times, there is a, like say, ocean of nations, darkness. Like say, everybody is fearful in darkness. Suppose somebody is placed in darkness and nobody around, alone, isolated. So naturally, fear will creep in heart that what will happen. And what to speak of, somebody is put in an ocean and there is complete darkness. And he can't see any end on any side. And this is the material world. Person is drowning repeatedly in the material world, but no solution for it. And they are dragging it with the hope that someday we can have some eternal happiness in this material world. But as Krishna mentions that there is no eternal happiness in this material world. Prabhupada mentions on the top of it, people load themselves with material education. The word material itself means that it is material. And it is going to bound a person in material life. So there is no spirituality involved in it. And material education complicates the life more and more in this material world. As Anandan Prabhu asked the question to Maharaj on that day about education of children, and they are getting affected with external energy, even devotees. And Maharaj mentioned wonderfully that material education doesn't help anyone at all. Generally, we strike a formula is that the more material education is that, the more there is a material opulence is there. But it is the formula is not correct. Like say, somebody may see that sun is coming out of the horizon. And he thinks that connection between the horizon and the sun. But actually there is no connection between sun and horizon. Sun is an independent thing coming at its own accord only. So similarly in this material world, people falsely think that the more we literate we are, the more we can be materially prosperous. But that is not correct. That is not correct. First of all, the intelligence is given by Krishna. The intelligence as well as forgetfulness, knowledge is given by Krishna only. And according to one's karma, even to say material life, it is given by, awarded by Krishna according to one's karma. So it has already been destined according to one's karma. It's not based on this. Maharaj gave an example about Jagannath Mishra and Sri Nimai Pandit's dialogue or Sachi Mata's dialogue, that Nimai Pandit wanted to go to school for studying. In this material world, suppose a child wants to study, the parents are so happy. They give some, incentives to child. If you pass this year, say better marks than previous, then I'll give you a cycle or a trip to this or something like that, or increase your pocket money, something like that. And Jagannath Mishra, on the contrary, was unhappy by Nimai's inclination for study. And Jagannath Mishra gave a logic is that we find that I'm a Brahmana, educated Brahmana, and I'm a poor man. And there are so many people who are not studied and they are so rich. We find this logic working as today also. That we find so many Anguta Chhap people and they may be controlling an empire of business. And people who have slogged throughout their life with so many degrees, they may have so many degrees. And like say, as carries a burden on their back, similarly they have got so much knowledge at their disposal. And so many such people may be working under an Anguta Chhap person. How is that? If say no, such material education can give say prosperity, then they should be very prosperous. We find that there is no connection between both the things. So not necessarily that material education can bring prosperity in life. It is even material prosperity also can come by grace of Krishna only. When Krishna sanctions something, then only, like say, somebody can get material opulence. Otherwise, somebody cannot even get material opulence also in this material world. So all this material education actually make a person more and more miserable in life. Like say, from childhood, the training is given to child to become material success. Like say, many times, small children, parents or other people ask, what you will become in life? बड़े होके क्या बनोगे, समथिंग लाइक दैट. एंड सपोज सम चाइल्ड मेनी टाइम ड्यू टू चाइल्ड लाइक इंटेलिजेंस सेज समथिंग ऑड, तो सेज नो नो यू शुड बिकम लाइक दिस. लाइक से चाइल्ड मेनी टाइम सेज लाइक दैट, लाइक से समबडी आस्क अ चाइल्ड व्हाट यू विल बिकम, एंड चाइल्ड ड्यू टू हिज इंटेलिजेंस ही कैन जस्ट correlates what he can relate to. Sometimes he says, I'll become bus conductor. And parents chastise him. What bus conductor? You should become doctor, engineer, pilot, something like that. So from childhood, so many material desires are inflicted on his mind. It's been systematically, it's been like say, so much stuff has been laded on his mind. One time, Prabhupada was challenged by someone that you are brainwashing these people. Prabhupada says, correct, I am brainwashing. Their brain are dirty and I am washing it. That's correct thing. So in this material world, due to material desires and this material education, a person is bound more and more. Like say, Maharaj is mentioning in this material education, how much a person remembers. Generally, like say, a more a person, like say, people have information on their head in this material education, and exam time they vomit it out. The more nicely and systematically, logically they vomit out in the exam paper, the more marks they get, and the more get the degree and so forth. But not necessarily this degree can give them opulence. Not necessarily. Only by Krishna's intervention somebody can get opulence. Opulence. And that's why one should strive for real knowledge in life, which is eternal, tangible, which can give eternal joy, which can be free us from misery. Material education cannot free anyone from misery. Suppose somebody is carrying a burden and he always wants to carry more and more burden. So this burden is eternally he is carrying in this material world. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita what is definition of knowledge. Knowledge means to know matter, to know spirit, and to know controller of both. That is real knowledge. If somebody knows this, then he knows the pakka, proper knowledge, he knows it. So one should always strive for spiritual knowledge, which is eternally helpful to us. Jesus Christ, in one of his quote, he says that, what a man has gained, if he has gained the whole world, but lost his own soul, what is the point? Because in this material world, whatever we get is temporary. For example, somebody says that this is a check worth rupees 100 crore and I give it to hold you in 10 seconds in your hand. So would you be tempted much to hold it 10 seconds? He says, take it back, I don't want to hold it. Why 10 seconds only? Rather, somebody gives you 100 rupees cash, you will be in, you will accept it. You will accept 100 rupees prior to, preferable to 100 crores. Why? Because this you own it. Similarly, in this material world, people don't own anything. But one should, intelligent man should strive for, say, tangible, eternal thing. Here, Prahlad Maharaj, he's a devotee of Lord, and he sets an example, teaches us that how one should be fixed pointed just for goal of life. Prabhupada many times referred to the word return home, back to Godhead. Why home? Because this material world is not home, because we are changing various homes. Various bodies are various homes. Sometime the home as a, say, human. Sometime home as a, say, cow, goat, dog, cat, goat, buffalo. And people have different homes. So no permanent home. Permanent home is in spiritual world. And that's what Shri Prahlad Maharaj is teaching to us. And one can perfect our life by listening to such great souls. And when somebody walks in their footsteps, then perfection is achieved. Prahlad Maharaj, although son of Hiranyakashipu, but he didn't accepted the education given by Hiranyakashipu. He accepted education received by Narad Muni. And that's why he is in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. If he would have accepted the education of Hiranyakashipu, we would not have heard of Prahlad Maharaj. It would not have come. Since you accepted education of Narad Muni, he is coming in the pages of Prahlad Maharaj. And we find that so many characters in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they accept the true teachings of such Mahajan and follow in their footsteps. That is their glory. Like say, in other section of Srimad Bhagavatam, narrations of Bali Maharaj comes. Bali Maharaj was connected to Prahlad Maharaj. That's why I thought of saying something of Bali Maharaj, which is connected with that. Bali Maharaj was a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. And as we, most of us know the story that Bali Maharaj defeated Indra, the king of heaven, who was owning all three worlds. And Bali Maharaj possessed by force all three worlds. And Indra was helpless. Indra, although he is very learned, Indra is very powerful person. Very powerful, very academically, very learned person. And he has got Guru as Brihaspati. Very learned person. And such personality Indra was there. But nonetheless, Indra was lamenting that I don't possess these three worlds which are temporary. And that's why Vaman Dev appeared to reduce his lamentation. He wanted to give back Indra back the three worlds which are taken away by Bali Maharaj. Vaman Dev approached Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, like say, he approached in the garb of a Brahmana as a small child. And Bali Maharaj was warned by his guru that this particular person is Vishnu himself. He will take away all your possessions. So Bali Maharaj, although he was a demoniac in lineage, is coming. Nonetheless, he accepted the proper education. He accepted the path of Prahlad Maharaj. What is that path? To engage in the service of the Lord. To give everything for the service of the Lord. On the contrary, Indra was there. He was lamenting for material pleasure and he wanted it back. And although Indra's life is very big, it is something like 30 crore 96 lakh years Indra's lifespan is there. But Prabhupada mentions that life passes very fast. It's very quickly. There is happiness in heavenly planet and heavenly days of happiness pass very fast. It's an illusion only. Like say, we may think that Indra's life is very high, very huge, big. But it is also bound to come to an end. Like say, we find many times in say lamppost, some insects are there. Many times due to light they die and there are thousands of insects on the lamppost are there dead. Morning we find that it's covered practically, so many insects are there. And many insects have got lifespan of just one night. They take birth in night, they grow in night, reproduce in night, become old in night, die in night. That is their life completely. And compared to insects, our lifespan may be Indra's lifespan. Because we live for so many years and they live for practically 12 hours or less. So we may be like Indra, but we know how time passes so fast. People become old and he says, oh, I become so old. And they die, leave their body. So it is an illusion that somebody has got, like say, long life or so. Person, intelligent man, like say Bali Maharaj, he is compassionate to Indra. That he is saying that Indra is so unfortunate that he is like say, when Vamandev came, rather than asking for devotional service, he is asking for his kingdom back. That let me get the kingdom back. And Bali Maharaj, although he was the owner, and he could have reversed the whatever he has to charity, he has to give to Bali Vaman Dev, but he asked for devotional service. That's why Bali Maharaj is glorified. Although at one point of time, Vaman Dev took everything, but then he gave devotional service to Bali Maharaj and gave a planet. Bali Maharaj is still present on the planet of Sutala Loka. And Vaman Dev, Lord personally, is his assistant. He stands with the club in hand just on the gate of Sutala Loka, just as his servant. So that is a reciprocation with Lord and his devotees, like say. like I was I was just reading that one time Ravan came to attack Sutal Lok, and just because Vamandev is so pleased by Bali Maharaj, so he just kicked Ravana with his just toe, little. And Ravana was threw to 80,000 miles away. He was sent away. That was the power of the Lord. Lord is Urukrama, all-powerful acts, Trivikrama. He said, conquer all three powerful acts he can do. So that is the nature of the Lord. And Lord can be captured by devotional service. So wise man doesn't lament for material things of this world, which just come due to past karma only. They always endeavor for something very tangible, something which is eternal, something which can give us eternal happiness. So that's why they are there. And only way we can take shelter of such an advanced devotee who can guide us in spiritual life and follow in their footsteps rather than challenging such person. One time, one person was meeting Srila Prabhupada, and like he was challenging Srila Prabhupada that why you put on tilak, why you put on this mark like this on your forehead. So Prabhupada counter asked him that why you put tie, and he was bewildered that he didn't expect this question. He was wondering why I put tie, and he was not able to answer. And Prabhupada says, okay, sit down. When you meet a saintly person, you don't ask such question. You ask about the self-realization, which is the most beneficial for me, that we ask for. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is teaching. That rather than overloading ourselves with, like say, with so much information of this world is being imposed on a child in this material world, starting from very small age, many times we find that carrying so big bags around their bag, and from childhood they are just, rather than playing or some engaged in spiritual activities, they are engaged in loading information so much, so much, so much. Many times a person get bewildered, mad, psychic due to over dumping of data, this thing. And which itself doesn't help much. So only thing, only remedy is that somebody can struggle for real goal in life. That is a real purpose of life. And that's what Acharya's life, Srila Prabhupada, come. So that actually we can know the goal of life. Like say somebody, if you find that someone is playing, say, goal, and there is no goal post is there. There are people are chasing of the ball and there is no goal post is there. Then people will be bewildered that what is this? There has to be a goal. So people are running over here, but no tangible goal is that. No tangible goal. Only tangible goal comes when, first of all, we start to know that actually whatever we know is not beneficial for me. That's why Prabodhananda Saraswati teaches many times how that one should, when a preacher preaches, so one should glorify that you are so wonderful, your knowledge is so wonderful. Then he says that your knowledge is actually useful after glorifying that. Why? Because it doesn't give eternal high life. Only if knowledge is used in connection with the service of the Lord, then only it can give some meaning to life. Otherwise, there is no meaning to life. It will just load more and more desires in heart. More and more desires are loaded in heart. The sattva-guna, rajaguna, and tamoguna layers over us are thickening more and more. Only hope is that when person like Srila Prabhupada comes and he gives us knowledge about that, then only it can solve our miseries. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions that one should take the dust of the devotees. So dust of the devotees in essence means the following instructions of the devotees. There is a essence, one should follow the instruction, teachings given by previous acharyas. One should humble ourselves. One should not pose ourselves a very learned scholar. If somebody thinks that I am too scholarly, he cannot learn from others. One should like say present himself a very not scholarly and not a knowledge person. For example, Rupa and Sanatan were there. So they were those so scholarly. But when they were presented in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so they asked basic questions that I don't know. People call me Pandit, but I don't know who am I. So kindly tell me the basic knowledge. So one should approach some person in parampara and ask for knowledge. Like say one time Gauram Prabhu was mentioning about this thing, that one time when Sannyasi went to some printing work, he went in the same press, one school teacher also came, and the teacher was that, and he saw the question paper of the school, and it was a Bengali this thing, and one question was asked that in that tumar parichay ki, that means what is your identity. So the sannyasi asked the teacher that suppose some student writes that my parichay, that I am a soul, or I am servant of soul, servant of Krishna, then what is the outcome? So the teacher said, then we will give him 0 mark, because we expect that my identity is that I am a male, or I am female, or I am this many years old, my name is this, or I am say engineer, something like that. So if he writes, then we give correct this thing. If he writes that I am servant of Krishna or I am soul, then it is incorrect this thing. So much way material education in wrong way being put on our head in so many ways. So many ways, so much information is put in our head. And naturally, whatever likes a contemplation is, mind will be there, action will be following due to that. And that's why if I feel that today youngsters or too overly educated persons, like say Prabhupada says that many times, like say most of the time, highly educated people are not Krishna conscious. They many times are atheist. They don't believe in God. Why? Because they feel that I have got so much knowledge. And they don't feel any need to humble themselves and ask someone else that what is the real thing in my life which can help me in life. So that's why at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that one should take the shelter of Mahatma, and then only his life can be perfect. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime also, we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Nimai Pandit, he was so scholarly person, used to defeated powerful scholars also. The topmost scholar, Keshav Kashmir, is defeated. But he didn't wrote any literature also himself. He just gave the 8 verses of Sikshastakam, because he didn't wanted to pose himself as very erudite scholar. Very erudite scholar. Although he wrote one book, and on Vyakaran also he wrote one book. And his one of his friend also wrote one book on Vyakaran. And his friend revealed once that if you have written your book yourself, who will read my book? So whatever one book Chaitanya Nimai Pandit has wrote, that also he threw in Ganges. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would have wrote so many literature and given to us, rather than he didn't wrote anything. He just gave a simple 8 verses of Sikshastakam. Why is it so? Because he knew that essence is devotional service. Like say just few shlokas back, a wonderful shlokas comes on Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So essence of everything is engaging ourselves in 9-fold devotional service. If somebody is not able to engage himself in 9-fold devotional service, his life is not much meaningful. Actually, it's a waste, this thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed from his pastime that actually one should engage ourselves in chanting of Hare Krishna. That's the essence. And whatever Prabhupada once mentioned, that actually I need not wrote all the books. I could have just simply written Hare Krishna mantra on all the pages of books that I wrote. But I wrote books just so that people can get conviction of devotional service. That's why Srila Prabhupada wrote books. And there's a difference between this education and material education. Material education brings material desires. Spiritual education brings spiritual desires. And by spiritual desires, we can purify ourselves. That is the essence. Like say, sages of Naimisharanya assembled and they were very learned. They tried to do yajna and their faces were black. And although they were learned and they accepted Suta Goswami as their master, like say Prabhupada translates Guru as not some say, he translates as spiritual master. Master means boss. Like say, one should master means we are servant. That's why he translates, not Guru. Like say, Guru many times means that a diluted word. Guru means somebody who gives spiritual knowledge. So it's not only spiritual knowledge. He uses also master. So master means one should become a servant and then accept the spiritual knowledge. And then one's life can lead to perfection. So many examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But essence is that one should humble before such people, try to learn, try to implement, realize the matter. And then ultimately we can achieve the kingdom of God by engaging in devotional service. Thank you very much. And over here, any question, if somebody has got, they can ask. Jai Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai.